Thomas shook his head and smiled. You are strong. I'm not really. Her arms ached, her knuckles smarted, and she suspected tomorrow her back would be feeling the aftermath of lifting the heavy tyre. I mean, mostly in here. He pointed at his heart and then his head. And here. Unsure how to respond, Rosie placed the tools back in the suede pouch resting on the bonnet, then put them in the back of the ute. She stared at her feet, shuffling in the dirt. Appalled by her shyness, she forced herself to look up at him. I like how you find it so easy to say what you think. Thomas drew his brows together. Why would I not? Because the culture here, especially between men and women, is to remain understated, not to talk in depth about what you're thinking or feeling. Sure, a husband may tell his wife that he loves her, but for strangers like us... We have met a few times, so I consider us good friends. He winked and she laughed. His happy-go-lucky manner bolstered her confidence. I can easily imagine us being good friends. Though a nagging voice in her head told her there was one subject that needed to be broached, and now was the time, whether she liked it or not. There is one thing we really should talk about. And this is? She hesitated, wishing she could ignore it, but knew there was no way she could. My father said there was a dispute between your family and mine. Ah, Thomas said. Yes, there was a problem. I only discovered it after I arrived here. You didn't mention it at the dance. Wouldn't it have been a good idea to say something? Why? I didn't want to spoil the moment with the business of family. I was really enjoying my time with you. Rosie let his last sentence sink in. He really did have a good point. I enjoyed dancing with you that night also. I had much fun myself. The land problem was resolved, right? She hated harping on about it, especially when there were much more pleasant topics. Yes, yes, it was. Your father understood the title was wrong. He was not happy, but he did the thing of honour and he gave that piece of land back. That's him, honourable to a fault. You and I are all right, yes? Thomas looked at her with expectant eyes. About the land thing? If my family was happy to settle, then yes, I am sure we are all right. So, good friend Rosalie, why are you out here alone and driving like you're in a racing car? I had to deal with an issue today and my father wasn't exactly happy with the way I handled it. Oh? Rosie shoved her hands in her pockets. He doesn't have faith that I can help run the farm because I'm female and it hurts that he thinks like this. Speak to any woman from any country and you will find the same problem, that they are judged by who they are born as, not by what they can do. Thomas stepped closer, his eyes earnest. I'm very sorry you're experiencing this. Rosie shrugged. I don't know how to change it. If anyone can make a difference, I imagine it could be you. The moonlight reflected in his eyes and Rosie found herself surreptitiously taking a step closer. Thomas leaned forward just a fraction. He was so close. If she moved in just a bit more. Thomas gave a nervous cough. Is this why you drive like a crazy person? Because you're angry with your father? Where were you going? And just like that, the moment fell away. She couldn't have imagined it, could she? Kitty's house, she said quietly. Would you like me to escort you to her house to make sure there are no more flat tyres? Or if the tyre becomes flat again, maybe I can hold the torch for you. His suggestion gave her hope that he wasn't quite ready to say goodbye. Neither was she. I'm all right, but thank you all the same. What on earth was she saying? If this is your wish, he cast his hands behind his back. Thomas? See? His large eyes looked hopeful. What are you doing out here? I would have thought you'd be eating dinner with your family or something. She swatted away the idea of him taking a girl to the pictures. At the end of the workday, I like to walk alone and take in the beauty of this land. Rosie rested her gaze on the shadow of eucalypts and wattle behind him. So you like the landscape here? Of course. How could I not? It's beautiful, no? Look at this. He walked over with the torch to the silver wattle and reached out and gently touched the yellow flowers. Mother Nature is an artist. Here. He broke off a flower and handed it to her. 2 years ago, in Italy, the women started to receive this flower as part of La Festa della Donna, International Women's Day. We do this to celebrate women and show how we value what you do. It's also to let women know that you are not alone in the struggle to be considered equal. Wow. She held the flower like it was the most treasured possession. I didn't even know there were wattles in Italy. I thought they were only in Australia. I believe we imported these a long time ago. We call them mimosa. Rosie inhaled the flower scent. It seems sweeter than it normally did. So this plant is significant for both our countries. Yes, it is. Do you miss Italy? Thomas drew his brows together. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I miss my people, the culture, history, the language. It's part of who I am and who I always will be. She nodded, relaxing in his company, his alluring accent, his warm personality. But Italy is a country that has been through so much, so very, very much. War, political problems, the people struggle every day, but the rich do not care. The ones in power laugh from their comfortable chairs with their bellies full of good food and wine. His tone held an edge and he stared off into the distance. He turned to her and said quietly, "But no matter how much I wish for things to change, they will not." "Maybe now that I..." He shook his head. "I'm sorry. I must bore you with the talk of a country that you don't care about." "Thomas." She went to reach for his hand, then quickly pulled it away, surprised at how familiar she'd become. "I care about a lot of things, and I feel for the people in Italy. In fact, I care deeply for all the people in more affected countries. I can't possibly know what your people have gone through, but from what I've read and heard, it hasn't been easy." "No, it has not. At times, I feel like I've deserted my people, but..." He ran his hand along the back of his neck. "Adjusting to a new culture can be difficult. People are not always understanding. Many have a hard time seeing outside their own sheltered worlds," she said. "We're all humans, and no matter where we are born, we should respect each other, regardless of nationality and culture." Thomas leaned against the car and crossed one leg over the other. "I like the way you think." "And I..." There was no way she could finish this sentence. "You? I like having these conversations with you." Apparently that sentence could be finished. "Then we should have some more. Perhaps you'll join me for an evening walk sometime. We can do a walk and talk." Before she had a chance to think it through, her heart answered, "I'd like that very much."